Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
It is the policies of the left that is causing all the troubles that America is seeing from the right, seeing right now, from rising gas prices. And I know lately they're starting to tout how they're coming down. excuse me, I've got just got through eating something kind of greasy and it's kind of feels like it's caught in my throat. But we are under an emergency alert, National Weather Service. A flash flood warning is now in effect for the area I'm in. And it's also, we also got a lot of lightning and thunder. So I will do my best to do the whole show. It all depends on what the weather is going to do. Right now, the sun is actually shining, so that kind of is good. But towards the east, over the mountains, it is just as black as it can be, and there's lightning and thunder over there. But, excuse me, we are working on getting this show going right at the moment. If the Democrats lost their power, well, let me go back here. From America is seeing from rising gas prices, and they know this is because the last week or so gas prices have fallen here in New Mexico, but it is falling for nothing more than political reasons right now. But the Democrats lost their power. Let's say if the Democrats lost their power and Trump was brought back, or DeSantis or some fiscal Republican conservative won, then the Keystone Pipeline would be brought back in, gas and prices would fall. It happened with Trump. It will happen again. If the Democrats are taken out of office and the 47 Republicans who voted with the Democrats this last week would be gone too. We have got to wake up. That is what is going. That is what this show is all about right now, trying to wake the people up so that we can start seeing what the hell is going on. Dang. And seeing that, you know, we have to start making changes, especially in our voting, because our voting, especially like here in New Mexico, is killing us. And we have to start realizing this. Welcome to the show.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans apparently have no option to do.
Show me where it said that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you
fecker. They go low, he can't.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men. Most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. But even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. Well, what do you think I should have done? So I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Okay, I know I am late tonight. I was sitting here goofing around on my computer and noticed that I still had about half an hour left and started doing something else and totally forgot what time it was. I walked out into the other room and my wife says, "How come you're not doing your show?" Well, I had no idea what time it was. Of course, I am late today. But that is okay. If former President Donald Trump's word is not enough, an official Capitol Police timeline and Pentagon memo also back up his assertion that he authorized the use of the National Guard in the days before January 6th Capitol breach. Now, one of the things that I remember about this was that he authorized it, but Pelosi did not. She backed out of it. But said Trump had several of his aides have steadfastly maintained he offered to send at least 10,000 National Guard troops to Washington to aid in crowd control. But his overture was rejected by Congress and D.C. officials, and one of the officials was Nancy Pelosi. That version of events has been disputed by the House January 6th Select Committee, which is a joke, and hello, bringing it, boy, glad to see you there, that January 6th truth-finding thing that they've been having going in Washington, D.C. is nothing but a farce. It's nothing but a joke and a clown show. But the version of the events that is disputed, that has been disputed by the House January 6th committee, composed entirely of Democrats and Republicans who have criticized Trump. That group has alleged Trump that ultimately instigated what it terms as an insurrection. Tell you something good. Well, I'm not sure if we have anything good. I've got one article here that I was going to read. And it's actually something good. Let me see if I can find it here. I've got it in my stack of stuff, as Rush Limbaugh used to say. Here it is. Cops find arsonist tied to a tree after three citizens hunt him down and teach him an unforgettable lesson. Now, this one I thought was really good, but it was in the Western Journal, and it was done on July 27th, said a man who allegedly started multiple fires in Curry County in Oregon was reportedly stopped by three law-abiding citizens on Monday. So they're, even in the liberal bastions of our country, law-abiding citizens still are out there. In a statement on the Curry County Justice's Facebook, Sheriff John Ward said his office received reports of an adult man walking along the gravel road that leads towards Mariel Lodge and Rogue River Ranch starting fires. Nancy Pelosi. Yeah. The suspect was later identified as Trennan Smith of Veneta, Oregon, the Washington Post reported. Ward said he directed his employees to contact multiple other sheriff's offices, Coos Forest Patrol, and the United States Bureau of Land Management and U.S. Forest Service, and the Southwest Oregon Department of Forestry. All mentioned firefighting and the law enforcement agencies responded to the scene, or to the area, with a description of the suspect, Ward said. The information provided by a witness on the scene that there were two separate fires. In the end, however, it was not any of these agencies who initially stopped the suspect. Instead, Ward said it was three everyday citizens. Three local residents in the area located the suspect walking on the roadway near the fires and detained him until law enforcement could arrive on the scene, the statement said. It was reported that the suspect became very combative with the three residents, and they had to tie him to a tree to subdue him. Are these three citizens heroes? I would say so. These three citizens deserve praise for their heroic actions. If they had not stopped Smith, he may have been able to start more fires before authorities arrived. Due to the help from both these citizens and all the agencies who responded, Ward said the damage was minimal. The quick actions on getting the fires out most certainly averted a catastrophic and catastrophe and saved lives, he said in a statement. The total area that was burned was less than 1 acre. If Smith's goal was to cause the most possible destruction, setting more fires would have helped him achieve it. But because of these three brave citizens, the agencies were able to both put out the fire and eventually apprehend the suspect without him having caused any more damage. Ward said Smith was initially taken to a local hospital with injuries he sustained from a fall, but he was later discharged. At this point, he was transferred to Curry County Jail and booked on first-degree arson and two counts of reckless burning. Ward said this criminal would not have been caught if not for the help from a myriad of different people. So this is great. We got three law-abiding citizens in Oregon catch this guy who's out there lighting fires, and they tied him to a tree so he could not get away. I thought that was just one of these awesome things that you hear about here in America, but you don't really hear about other places in the world. But it shows that Americans, by and large, are not criminals. They're not bad people. They will do the right things when the right things are needed to be done. And with this guy, they stopped a whole bunch of fires from being started, actually. I was actually rather happy to say reckless burning, yeah. I thought that was funny. But the funny part was them tying him to a tree. And the thing that, according to the picture that they showed, he was tied to a tree in the forest. He set on fire. So when the police arrived, the trees around him were on fire, and he was tied to one of them. That to me was just poetic justice all the way around. Reckless burning, like burning ants with a magnifying glass. I used to do that. But I didn't do it next to a pile of oily rags. I just used to wait until they were coming out of their anthill and just burn them as they came out, and then they would just lay there and block the other ants from being able to come out. But that's a kid for you, I guess. Donald Trump spoke at his first summit in D.C. the other day. And one of the things that he did was he went and lined out, and I should have more of this stuff here, that lined out 42 things that he lined out 42 policy proposals, and I printed it out, but my policies start at number 10, which I'm kind of trying to figure out where the heck 1 through 9 went. But figuring this one out, it says number 10 of his, I guess they weren't supposed to be known about, but number 10 says, in areas where the rule of law has devolved into chaos and is rampant, and citizens, and this is, I got to turn on a light here so I can actually see what the hell I'm talking about here. citizens' most basic rights have been violated. Trump suggested that the federal government mobilize the National Guard without the green light of governors to bring about an order of lawfulness. Number 11 was throwing off the 10th proposal, drawing off the 10th proposal. Trump honed in on Chicago, where dozens of people are being shot on a weekly basis. Now, Chicago is another one. I've got articles here of Lori Lightfoot pushing to have regular citizens videoed while driving. Anything on the ATF going door to door asking people to see their guns because the ATF database had popped them up for making two guns the same day, the same day surcharge. I don't know if he said anything about that, because I didn't really read it, and I didn't realize the type was so darn small. My eyesight is getting so bad right now that I got one eye that needs to have surgery, and my the lens in my right eye has got a wrinkle in it. So if I'm using both eyes, one of them gives a wrinkle in it, and there's a little raise in everything, and it's out of focus. And so if I don't get my type big enough, then I don't see it very well. But he very well could have done that, but it happened in Virginia. I will have to look that one up, because I didn't see anything about that one. But he gave 42 things stating what needed to be done. A guy on YouTube had posted a vid. I don't get on YouTube anymore. I guess I'm going to have to start doing that. Since they deleted me, I haven't been on YouTube hardly at all. The link would be great, because then I could probably look at it. His number 41 said, among his other proposals, Trump focused on election integrity, which he has a bunch of them were about election integrity, for universal voter ID and against ballot drop boxes. Our goal should be same day voting with only paper ballots, the prepared remarks added, which actually makes a lot of sense, because that's the way it used to be done. We never had any problems, and everybody knew the results of the election the end of the day, which you can't now. They've got everything automated, and it's supposed to be faster, but it's sometimes months before we know anything is going on. And number 42 said we also he also turned on big tech, asserting big tech's leader censorship must be stopped at the so free speech can be restored. Well, that is good, because I said a thing last week about how, and it showed a picture of Zuckerberg, or whatever the hell his name is, the guy who supposedly runs Facebook, how they had censored over 40,000, I think something like that, times in 3 months, people who were conservatives. And I really believe that one, because even though I don't get hardly any notice by most people, especially those in Washington, D.C., I have been Sweatiesburg, the man can sweat. Okay, you gave me that link, so I'll go ahead and copy that so that I can get into YouTube and see what it's all about. Okay, now I am back. Let's see here. Okay, I don't want to do that because that's an ad. Oh, the ATF conducts surprise inspection of man's home without warrant. Now that should be absolutely wrong. And I'll have to watch that after a little bit. But there's a bunch of things that I've been seeing. There was one article that I read. Yeah, it was from Western Journal. And the headline on it was Democrat lawmaker involved in a crash that killed mother and five-year-old daughter. Now, here's the thing that really pissed me off about this. The legislator has not been charged. And my first question on this one was that if this legislator hadn't been charged, why? Well, the legislator, for one thing, is a Democrat. There is the reason why. If the legislator had done this, killed a mother and a five-year-old daughter with his car, he or she would be in jail now if they were a Republican or a conservative. But it's just like Ted Kennedy killed a woman in his car while driving on an expired driver's license with no insurance, left the scene of the accident, went home to go to sleep while she died in his car underwater, and she lived for about 40 minutes in that car. Then after he went to sleep, he woke up the next morning and reported the accident. You and I would have been in prison for a long damn time for that. He served the rest of his life in the Senate. Nothing happened to him. Hillary Clinton has done many things that were totally illegal, but she's out wandering around doing everything that she can to destroy this country and destroy everything that's going on. Adam Schiff did many things that were illegal, but he's out there now, and they're even talking about giving him a new position so he can do more damage. Biden has done so many things that are totally illegal, and the things that he has done has been proven that what he did was tyrannical to the United States. He lied and said that he didn't know anything about Hunter Biden's business activities. He did. And that's all come out, but he's still president. Nothing's happened to Hunter Biden. Why? Because they're Democrats. This whole thing. Good night to sleep to make your story sound. Yeah, I know. This is really, but like this Democrat lawmaker who was involved in this crash, it happened in Pennsylvania, and it says the Democrat legislator was doing a phone interview with a reporting intern from the Journal Sentinel at the time of the crash in the northern Wisconsin city of Ashland. So she was on the phone while driving. This in itself is illegal. Partway into the interview, the call went silent. When Baker asked Brulee, and that was her name, if she was still on the line, she sounded concerned. The report said, when Baker asked if she was okay, she said, yeah, I'm okay. This is not a good accident. Amid Ashland Fire Police Department said the 70-year-old legislator pulled out of a Lake Superior beach entrance into the path of a car driven by 27-year-old Alyssa Ortman, the Ashland Daily Reporter, Daily Press reported, Ortman's car hit Brulee's and was spun across Highway 2, where it was struck by a vehicle driven by Jody Munson, 45. Should Brulee have faced charges? Yes, she should. She pulled out while talking on the phone, wasn't watching what she was doing. Ortman's young daughter, Khaleesi Fink, was pronounced dead at the scene, the police said. Ortman was transported to a nearby hospital where she later died. There's two counts of murder right there. Brulee released a statement concerning the crash on Monday, the Daily Press reported. Senator Brulee was involved in a three-vehicle accident in Ashland, Wisconsin on Friday, July 22nd, it said. Tragically, two people lost their lives. Florida jury said, this is a heartbreaking event for the community. Our thoughts and prayers are focused on the individuals involved, their families and their loved ones. A police investigation is ongoing. Out of respect for that investigation and the privacy of all the families involved, our office will be withholding further comment at this time. The Journal Sentinel reported Tuesday that Ortman's mother, Ginger Urbanik, had lost her only son to a crash involving a drunken driver less than 2 years ago. Now she must grapple with the deaths of her daughter and her granddaughter. But it also says that the Democrat lawmaker has not been charged. Why not? She should have been. She should have been charged immediately. If she was a Republican, she would have been. And the idea that things like this keep going and keep happening and the Republicans don't do anything about it, this is totally insane. But at least things are starting to happen. I've got a couple of stories here with the White House press secretary, because I guess there's a couple of interviews that she did, or press conferences that she did, and Peter Ducey came after her on both of them, which is a great thing, and I'll tell you all about that when we get back after these messages. We'll be right back after these important messages. With CNN, you get not just one, not two, but three great shows. The one I want to talk about today is Black by Color Only with Southwest Vincent Brown, based out of Durham, North Carolina. Black by Color Only is Conservative Nation Media's second show of the week on Saturdays. Right now, Black by Color Only is on hiatus until September, as Vince needed some time off to spend with his family. And of course, family is important, no matter what the Democrats have to say about it. So starting again in September, Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown will be airing on Saturdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We can't wait for Black by Color Only to restart on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. In these uncertain times, rising gas prices, inflation, and crime out of control, people look to the courts for balance and stability. Sadly, there is little of those things in our courts today. Kerry Morris brings to the New Mexico Supreme Court 40-plus years of experience, including being an assistant district attorney for the Bernalillo County District Attorney's Office and representing thousands of individuals in his private practice. Kerry understands the issues facing most people and the need for a Supreme Court that is equipped with the experience to address the issues presented in cases that come before it, with a balanced consideration of the rights and interests of the parties and all concerned, with a court that is willing to uphold the Constitution and prepared to look at all sides of an issue before rendering what may be a far-reaching decision that affects the lives of all who live in the state of New Mexico. Vote for Kerry J. Morris for New Mexico Supreme Court. He will bring the experience and balance to the court that this state needs. He cares about justice and will always put justice before politics. paid for by the 2022 committee to elect Kerry J. Morris to the New Mexico Supreme Court with Clara Cates, treasurer. We are back. The call-in number is 646-478-5284. One of the things that I'm doing right now is looking out the window at the storm that's going on out there. And the wind right now has actually stopped blowing, but there's lightning and stuff like that over on the mountain. So if I suddenly have to end the show because of that, I will, but I'm going to try not to. Peter Ducey humiliates the White House press secretary when he uses Biden's economy advisor's words against him, against her. She's trying to, what Biden and the press secretary and the left is trying to do now is redefine things. And this is something that should not be allowed. And most of the news media that's out there will just allow them, we'll just let them say what they say, not say anything about it. But data from the U.S. says, as the Biden administration continues to make excuses for the economic problems in the U.S., Fox News reporter Peter Ducey took matters into his own hands. Data from the U.S. Department of Economic Analysis released Thursday showed the United States gross domestic product had decreased for a second straight month. An economy shrinking for two consecutive quarters has generally been understood to constitute a recession. But the Biden administration has been attempting to change this definition in real time. During Wednesday's White House news briefing, Ducey sparred with White House Press Secretary Karine Jean Pierre over the definition. Ducey began by asking whether President Joe Biden's plans contributed to inflation. Jean Pierre said they had not, despite evidence to the contrary. Well, when there's evidence to the contrary, that usually means that that's exactly what happened. Jean Pierre immediately got defensive. Oh, wait, says Democrats' new inflation bill has special 2024 election contingency. If things are going so great, Ducey said, why is it the White House officials are trying to redefine recession? And that's when Jean Pierre immediately got defensive and said, we're not redefining recession. Ducey asked, if we all understand a recession to be two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth in a row, and then you have the White House officials coming up here to say, no, 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 that's not what a recession is. It's something else. How is that not redefining recession, Ducey asked. Jean Pierre said Ducey's definition of recession was incorrect, and at which point Ducey pulled out the big guns. He quoted Biden's National Economic Council Director, Brian Deese. Is the Biden administration trying to change the definition of a recession? Brian Deese said in 2008, quote, of course, economists have a technical definition of a recession, which is two consecutive quarters of negative growth. And then yesterday, and that was unquote, and then yesterday he said two negative quarters of GDP growth is not the technical definition of a recession. What changed? Even after Ducey used the administration's own words against it, Jean Pierre would not admit the White House is attempting to redefine recession. She said there are many factors, economic factors and indicators to consider. Biden took a similar approach in a Thursday speech during which he suggested the economy is on the right path. Biden cited new jobs and investment in semiconductor chips as evidence the economy is supposedly in a good place. That doesn't sound like recession to me, Biden concluded before walking off stage without taking any questions. It says the Democrats' new inflation bill has special 2024 election contingency. Of course, Americans who are struggling to afford gas and groceries would beg to differ. But Biden has shown he does not care about them. He doesn't care about us. As long as he can twist random data to make it look as if his economy is not a disaster, he is happy. The first step in solving a problem is admitting you have one. Instead, the Biden administration has chosen to lie about our economic crisis and continue down the path that has led us here in the first place. And then, the second article, it was Ducey again. And this is something, folks, that the media has got to start doing. They've got to start pushing. When the press secretary for the White House comes out and says something that you know is patently untrue, you need to push back. And Peter Ducey has been doing that. And the Fox News correspondent Peter Ducey pushed White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on Thursday to explain why Texas and Arizona busing migrants to Washington, D.C. is wrong. Earlier in the day, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser requested the Biden administration activate the National Guard in the district to address the humanitarian crisis caused by the inflow of migrants. Well, what about the humanitarian crisis happening down at the border? They don't care about that because it's too far away. But WRC-TV reporter Mark Seagraves tweeted that Bowser wants the Washington, D.C. Guard to be activated indefinitely to help migrant buses arriving in D.C., calling it a humanitarian crisis that has reached a tipping point with 4,000 migrants so far, requesting D.C. Armory to be used as the processing center. Democrats, Ducey asked Jean-Pierre whether President Joe Biden would be agreeing to the request. The press secretary referred Ducey to the Defense Department for an answer, but then took a shot at Republican governors when she said, "I said this last week about Republicans using migrants as a political tool, and that is shameful and that is just wrong. There is a process in place for managing migrants at the border. That this is not it, what they are doing currently," Jean-Pierre said. And then she added, "That includes expelling migrants as required by court order under Title 42, transferring them to ICE custody, or placing them in the care of local NGOs as they await further processing." Then she said, "So what Republicans are doing, the way that they're meddling in the processing, using migrants as a political pawn, is just wrong." But Ducey followed up asking, "So the White House's preference would be for small towns in Texas and what Arizona to have to take care of these migrants rather than a large metropolitan city like Washington, D.C.?" And Jean-Pierre says, "That is not what I said." She responded that migrants are coming to the U.S. seeking asylum and to search for a better life, and Republican governors should not use them for political purposes. Asked if Biden would change course on his border policy, given the strain it is causing on cities like D.C. and border communities, Jean-Pierre only restated the administration is committed to following its legal process for handling the influx. Both Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Arizona Governor Doug Ducey have been busing migrants who crossed into the U.S. to the District of Columbia to put the issue on Biden administration's lax immigration enforcement policies on the federal government's doorstep. And I think that is an awesome thing to do, but it's going to come back to bite us in the butt, I'll bet. In April, when Abbott launched his busing program, he said, "We're sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border." The following month, Ducey in Arizona followed suit, the Washington Examiner reported. "This is a problem caused by Washington, Ducey spokesman C.J. Kara Margin told the Examiner at the time, "We're bringing it to Washington, and we expect Washington to foot the bill. We're going to send them a bill." On Thursday, Abbott addressed Bowser's request for National Guard assistance, saying in a statement, "Washington, D.C. finally understands what Texans have been dealing with every single day as our communities are overrun and overwhelmed by thousands of illegal immigrants thanks to President Biden's open border policies. The true ongoing humanitarian crisis is along the southern border," he added. Under the Biden administration Biden administration's border enforcement policies, the United States has experienced a record surge of migrants, or the media keeps calling them migrants, and even places like Western Journal and Newsmax and One America News and all these places still call them migrants. They're not. They're invaders. And that's, they have to be put in that. But they're all crossing illegally into our country. For the federal year of 2022, there have been 1,746,119 encounters at the southwest border as of June 30th. And that's already passed, so that number has gone up, which has already surpassed the entire fiscal year of 2021 record number of 1,734,686. So we're already over what came in 2021. And the year is just a little bit more than half over. Do you see where this is all going, folks? But the media does not like to report the truth. The media does not like to tell the truth. Right there. like treats I give my dog. Okay. But the stories that I have found this week, you know, those are just two stories that I found without really looking too much as to what was going on. Karine Pierre, the press secretary, is getting lambasted, not by the media, but by one guy. And if the rest of them would start asking questions, it's insane. If you're a reporter and trying to do the right things and finding out the right things, shouldn't your job be to question when they say something that's completely untrue? The only one that's been doing it is Peter Ducey. Nobody else has been. Others are. But not when it's happening. Was the magic number 11 million for the longest time, you illegals? Yeah. I think the magic number for the Democrats on this is as many as they can get in. If it's 11 million, 12 million, 24 million, 50 million, they will go for it. And they are, because they're not stopping this. And the ones that are actually working to stop it right now are the states down on the border. Well, two of the states on the borders. The other two aren't doing a damn thing. California's not doing anything. And New Mexico's not doing anything. That is where they're starting to come through now, because here in New Mexico, our governor's just letting things happen because she feels that she must do this. She knows that Texas has been banning abortion. Arizona is starting to do the same thing. And the other states around us are doing the same thing. So New Mexico is saying, you know, our wicked witch of the north up there in Santa Fe is now saying, well, come on in. Come on in. Several big abortion companies that were in Texas are now moving here to New Mexico. And people are coming into New Mexico just to get abortions. making New Mexico the abortion capital of the United States. And the Wicked Witch of the North up there, our governor, is proud of this fact. You have to be evil to be proud of a fact like that. And then we have the newspapers talking about things happening here in New Mexico, like having the most pedestrians in the United States being killed by cars because they're not watching what they're doing, or the car people who are driving the cars are not watching. They're doing advertisements about that now, saying that it is a statistic that we do not want to be first in. Well, we don't want to be first in the United States of being the abortion capital of the world either. But they don't say anything about that. And that's where our media is going wrong in this whole thing. They keep talking about how things need to straighten up, how things need to work and go the way they want them to. But the things that are really wrong because of their policies, they won't say anything about that one. And this to me is crazy. They keep bringing in all these people, calling them migrants, when they're nothing more than invaders, and America is being invaded down here in the southwest part of the United States. And then the government was actually in the middle of the night bringing in buses and busing them all over the country and dropping them off in conservative cities. And normally I would not agree to busing them to Washington, D.C. But that essentially took the onus away from them being shipped to conservative cities around the United States, because they're now being shipped by two states to Washington, D.C. They should be shipped to Delaware, right to Biden's doorstep, actually, and maybe to California, to Maxine Waters' doorstep, or Pelosi's doorstep, or Newsom's doorstep, or to Whitmer's doorstep. And if I was being fair, I would say the Wicked Witch of the North here in Santa Fe, her doorstep. But I don't want them here. This state's already got plenty of them, and they're being allowed in. We are coming up on the top of the hour, and we will be right back. I'm going to go ahead and do the break right now, and then I will be right back with another story that really caught my attention.
Reeling in the Years reminds us that we will be right back after these important messages with more of the Voice of Reason on NWCR Radio. For the past few months, we have now heard from our good friend and mentor, our very own Uncle Ben Fisher, that he has been around, though very busy, starting businesses and trying to get things going where he is. So his show has been put on hiatus for now, but in the coming month or so, we are looking to see him return to CNM, as he is about to retire and will give him more time to let us know all the things that he has a good ear for hearing. Bing's mellow voice and his expertise in engineering, along with his love of America, keeps us all informed as to what we should be doing and why the things are happening here in America as they are. The only side that seems to have consequences anymore are the right. The left can do anything they want, then blame it on the right, and always laying the blame where it shouldn't be, and they always get away with it. This has to stop. Listen to our very own Uncle Bing Fisher when American by Design returns soon on Sundays, where America always wins. I know one day
Did you know podcast advertising is one of the most effective ways to advertise your product or service? Thousands of people could be hearing your ad here. To start boosting your business with podcast advertising, go now to conservativenationmedia2017@gmail.com and send us a copy of the ad you want played, and we will do the rest. Thank you, and God bless.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. This is Kathy Henner's A Daily Roll Call, and we need more voices like Robert who aren't afraid of the wrath of the left, even when the truth is told and it doesn't fit their agenda. Now, with Biden in charge, this is more imperative than ever. From New Mexico in CNN's Freedom Studio comes the second hour of the show. And now, here again is Robert.
Okay, we are back for the as much of the second hour as we can possibly get in here. But Bringing It Boy in the chat room is talking about videos that show cities become larger and cars on the streets and people crossing the streets and just stopping in the middle to have a conversation with one another while the traffic was going on. And to me, this is insane, but it shows kind of the mentality of what is going on in this country. And he says it blows my mind how people would be mad when the cars would honk at them when they're standing in the middle of the road anyway. fast first hour. It's because I missed 10 minutes of it or something like that. It did kind of go by fast. My next story that I found actually comes from California. And it shows the mentality of the liberal left. And I know, Bringing It Boy, you're from California, so you might have heard this one. But it says, living out the maxim that no good deed goes unpunished, a local militia group is being criticized for helping evacuate and feed citizens impacted by a California wildfire. The California State Militia 2nd Regiment turned out to help the people of Mariposa after a fire caused more than 4,000 people to evacuate their homes and burned more than 18,000 acres, according to the San Jose Mercury News. The Mercury News said the politics of those helping matter to some residents that it did not name. And well, of course it did not name them because These people were trying to help somebody. One person said, the last thing I'm going to do is take a free tri-tip sandwich from a right-wing extremist group. Folks, they're only trying to help here. Another woman said, claiming that this was nothing more than a recruiting effort. She said, we're very angry that they would choose to come in at a time of real gravity to try to turn this into a political move. Well, it wasn't a political move for one thing. They were trying to help people. But apparently, to the left, helping people just because they need help, not because they're paying you to do it or you're being paid to do it, that makes it so that you're just trying to make them see your way of doing things, I guess. Yeah, he says, we want Planned Parenthood out of on high school campuses. Yeah. Militia member Daniel Latner, 44, who lives in Mariposa County, said nothing could be further from the truth. We're part of the community, he said. We're watching our own community burn down. And even though a lot of the members that came to help, they're spread out and we're all part of the same unit, this is what we do. Are liberals so full of hate that they can't recognize anything else? I think so. Latner said the group of about 20 that responded to the emergency fed about 20 families and brought a trailer to help the evacuations, although it was not needed. Latner, who said the group was not armed while on its mission of mercy, said militia members are on standby to help. We're just getting a little bit of a break, getting our gear cleaned up, getting showered, and getting ready to move out if we can find a place we can help, he said. The Mariposa County Sheriff's Office responded to questions about the group with a post on Facebook. We are not unsupportive of community groups helping those affected by the Oak Fire. However, it is important that we inform the community of resources available to them by the incident and Mariposa County. The control and command structure was put in place for this very purpose and is important for the safety of the public and our staff, the post read. Los Angeles residents, that one's something else there. We had received multiple notifications inquiring why we had activated the militia. This post was intended to clarify that we have not activated them, that they are acting on their own courteous accord. We appreciate their efforts and any efforts any other private groups or entities helping our community would do, the post read. But to some, the politics of the helper is more important than the quality of the help. It puts these groups in a positive light and extends them a type of de facto authority that they really don't have under the law, which poses significant issues, Brian Levin, director of the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at Cal State San Bernardino said, according to the Los Angeles Times. When you have a system that allows unregulated extremists to cosplay at times of disaster, you get unqualified extremists cosplaying at the time of disaster, he said. Now, this is stupid. And I just have to come right out and say this. If you've got somebody, and I don't care who, what the hell they think, what the hell they do for a living or what they do for the country or whatever, if they're there to help you, accept the freaking help. They could have just as well stayed home and let you guys burn to death or starve to death or whatever the heck. These people who are talking about this group that is helping people and saying that they shouldn't be involved anyway, well, why don't these people get involved in it then instead of making comments about a group that actually is trying to help, is what pisses me off about Americans today. We've got so many who do not know what the hell they are talking about in the first place, and then they come off and go after somebody who is actually trying to help. And it just drives me insane. And it happens here in New Mexico, too, and it probably happens in Michigan and in New York. You get people who want to help somebody just to help them. Let them freaking help. Because all these people who are complaining about it are doing is just complaining. They're not helping. They're not reaching into their own pockets to do anything about it. They're not going out to help these people. So they need to shut the hell up, period. And Bringing It Boy says that we want, oh yeah, he says, that is why we have good lawmakers like Maxine Waters telling the homeless people to go home just because they were looking looking for homeless shelter vouchers. Maxine Waters is another one that needs to go away. And Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the Wicked Witch of the North here, Michelle Lujan Grisham, they all need to go away. And if they can't do what is right for the United States or actually say something nice about somebody who is trying to help somebody, then they need to just go away. They need to shut their mouths, maybe even sew them up, because a lot of them can't even keep their mouths shut for anything because they have to say stuff about stuff like this. And it just drives me insane. And the idea that we have definitions for everything that's going on in this country right now, and the left is on an edit war which broke out on Wikipedia this week over the definition of recession. And A.F. Branko has hit with a couple of good cartoons about this one. The one today showed a duck walking along saying quack, quack, with the word recession across its body. And Biden says, no, it's a horse. This kind of thing we have got to start saying something about. And A.F. Branko is doing it almost daily with his cartoons. And we just have to make them go away. And I know here in New Mexico, our the pastor of my church has actually been quoted by the Santa Fe newspaper, when he called our governor the Wicked Witch of the North, they actually quoted him saying that, which surprised me, because as liberal as this state is, as liberal as the policies and the governor and the media is in this state, every once in a while, they'll do something that actually brings to the people what needs to be brought out, even though they don't mean to do it. But now we've got a whole bunch of people watching the pastor of my church because of the rants that he does. He doesn't do them every week anymore, but the rants that he does against the governor and what she is doing to this state and the things that she has done, calling her the wicked witch of the North, which she is. And the way I look at this whole thing is she is wicked. You have to be wicked to celebrate abortion up to birth and say that this is the greatest thing we've ever done. All you people who are in states that don't allow abortion anymore, come on in. We'll take you. We'll kill your babies. There is nothing more evil than this. And I love it when my pastor will come out and say stuff about this. And he actually has a following. The media is now watching what he's doing. Because he won't back down. Now, I haven't backed down either, but I don't have the big microphone that he does. Being part of the church and on a stream that goes all the way around the world, the liberals in this state watch it. And I think they watch it just to see if he'll make a mistake so they can go after him. And there's been a couple of times they've thought, well, he made a mistake here because he endorsed somebody. No, he didn't. He just said, this is the kind of people we need. One of them is the guy that I advertised a little while ago, that Kerry J. Morris, who is running for the Supreme Court here in New Mexico, position two. And I did that just, well, let's see here. I did that halfway through the first hour when with my first break. But they're going on now with an edit war that has broke out on Wikipedia this week over the definition of recession. As the Biden administration and the corporate media take unprecedented steps of denying the U.S. is in a recession even after two consecutive quarters of negative growth. More than 70 edits to the page about recessions were made before the site locked the entry, preventing further changes. The edit successfully de-emphasized the broad consensus of consensus definition of recession, which has always been two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth. And we've had that. And the ones before it were not much better. Instead of parroting the Biden administration's talking points, editors of the leftist-dominated online encyclopedia are pushing a definition of recession that is unusually broad and favors the Biden administration's claims that no recession has occurred. This definition from the National Bureau of Economic Research, or the NBER, claims that that a recession is, quote, significant decline in economic activity spread across the market lasting more than a few months. So they're trying to change this. Now, if this was going against Trump, they wouldn't be doing this. They'd be all on the bandwagon for 2 months of minus GDP growth. That's a recession, period. That would be a recession under Trump. That would be a recession. Under Biden, nah, not so much. Yep, and Bringing It Boy is saying that they want to put Planned Parenthood on our high school campuses, and I've seen that here in New Mexico too. They are doing everything they can to put them on the campuses, and they're even teaching right now, and this is sick. They're even teaching kindergartners things that they shouldn't even be thinking about, which is why all of a sudden we've got kids who never questioned their sexuality questioning it. Because the media says, well, if you're confused, then there's got to be something wrong, that maybe you are a girl if you're a boy, or maybe you are a boy if you're a girl. The problem with this whole thing is that when you grow up, you're going to be confused about all kinds of things. Does that mean that everything that is right is now wrong because you're confused about it? No, it doesn't. And there is the problem. We are pushing this negativity on our kids while hiding the fact that our country is going through the starting of a recession, while our president says, no, that's not happening. We're changing the definition. And even bringing it, boy, says people like myself did not know about the negative quarter GDP growth is a recession, so they can get away with the changing of how it works. And that's where the problem comes in. And I just heard a gun or something. But that's where the problem comes in here. We have people who do not know what the Constitution says, so the media will tell them the Constitution is outdated and needs to be changed, and these people who don't know what the Constitution says, oh yeah, that makes sense, let's do that. And all they'd have to do is just take maybe 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and they could probably read most of the Constitution, if not all of it, depending on how fast they can read. It does not take that much. But because the media is out there telling lies, telling everybody what is going on, what is not going on, and everything they're saying is completely untrue, people are sitting there thinking, well, if the media says this, then it must be true. If the media says this, then I must believe that. No, get out and do some research for yourself, folks. The media is lying to you. The president is lying to you. MLG here in New Mexico is lying to you. The Democrats are lying to you. They care nothing for us. They care nothing for what is going on in this country, except that it continues to keep going the way that they want it to. And they're looking at it in a way that they have put too much effort into getting this country the way that they want it, to have somebody like Trump or somebody like Yvette Harrell or somebody like Ducey in Arizona or Abbott in California or in Texas or DeSantis in Florida. They've worked too hard to let these people come out and say, no, this is not the way this is supposed to be. It says right before the internet, we got our news from TV and newspapers. Why would they lie? Yeah, well, right now they're lying because they're losing. They're in a losing battle that makes it so that definitions have to be changed. And when it comes to recession, what was until recently the broad consensus on the definition of a recession, two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth, remains at the top of the page, but editors have been attempting to remove it. This definition is also described as the United Kingdom in the United Kingdom as the definition. In response, it says the article continues to note further down the page on a section on the definition that in a 1975 New York Times article, economic statistician Julius Shishkin suggested several rules of thumb for defining a recession, one of which was two down quarters of GDP. In response to the edit war, senior Wikipedia editors have locked the page on recession, preventing users from making further snap edits to it. Articles that become the subject of contentious edit wars are often locked in this manner by Wikipedia administrators, but the lock comes after leftists successfully muddled the waters. White House advisors have repeatedly refused to define what a recession is, at least this White House has been. But they frequently cite definition outlined by the National Bureau of Economic Research. The Republican National Committee also dug up old quotes from Biden's other economic advisor. In May, chair of White House Council Economic Advisors, Cecilia Rouse, said during a CNN interview that typically economists date a recession as being at least two quarters of negative growth and other factors which we have not seen at all. That NBER definition is now littered throughout the Wikipedia page on recessions. So they're changing the whole idea of what a recession is. And what do the American people do? Well, for one thing, we don't really think about it because we've got problems in our own lives right now because of what is going on. Biden right now is telling us, oh, look, gas prices are coming down. Yeah, they were like $4.75 here a gallon. Now they're $3.85, so they've come down a dollar. But how much did they go up when Biden went in? It went up a hell of a lot more than a dollar. Make it $3. Bring it down $3, and then I'll say, yeah, you're doing some good stuff there. But until you do that, I'm not going to give you the benefit of the doubt. I'm not going to tell you that you're doing a good job if you're not. And that is where the media and me differ. The media will say, oh, look, gas prices came down a little bit. He is really doing his job. No, he's not. He is continuing what he has been doing. He is continuing to push the wrong things on this nation. He is continuing to hurt the American people while telling us all that he is doing such a good job. All I can say about this man is he is the worst president that we have ever had in this nation. And it's going to take a horrible president to outdo this one. And the things that we have got to start realizing here, folks, is that the government is not on our side right now. We have to start realizing this, or we're going to start losing this country. I mean, we already are. There are so many things that Americans really took for granted that are gone now. One of the businesses that went under here in Albuquerque during this whole thing with COVID and all the things that our governor did, I've reported that we've had over 40% of New Mexico's small businesses go out of business during that time. They'll never return. But even the big businesses had problems during this time. IHOP closed down here in Albuquerque until just recently. They're starting to come back. Hobby Lobby lost a complete store just north of me here. It closed, and all the stores around it in the strip mall that it was in closed around it, and the city has now torn that strip mall down. It's no longer there. Hobby Lobby was one of the stores in that mall. And our governor says that she isn't doing anything to hurt this state. Yeah, she is. Just like all the Democrats all over this country are doing things to hurt this country. And we have to start realizing here, folks, that if we don't start changing the way we're voting, if we don't start changing the people that we are putting into office, things are going to continue to get worse.
I will remain as long as you do to bring you the news of the day. We will be right back. As the technology of drones constantly grows and things get easier and easier to do, the cameras on the drones available are better too. So much so that mapping and surveying is now done with drones. That is the one area that I and the Sky Drone Services comes into play. You need your roof scanned out for work to be done up there? Call I and the Sky Drone Services. You need land photographed from the air? You need to call I and the Sky Drone Services. We can even do weddings from a perspective not seen anywhere but in the movies. All in 4K and full color, unless you wish to do your videos in sepia tone or even black and white. We can even go into the oil fields and take photos out there of oil rigs and pipelines too. That is I in the Sky Drone Services out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Email us at iinthesky@gmail.com or call us at 505-317-8741. Give us a call because we can do it all, because the sky is the limit. Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Bite Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join BiteMeInTheBasement.com and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House, and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America.
Okay, we are back. One of the things that Bringing a Boy brought up in the chat room, he said, what is Keynesian prescription for recession or inflation? What is a Keynesian prescription for recession? What about inflation? Recession policies would have to shift to the right for AD, like tax cuts for consumers and business to stimulate consumption and investment. Inflation AD must be shifted to the left by using tax increases or the government spending cuts. Well, government, as long as they can get away with it, will not cut spending. They feel that spending is their right, that the money that they get is theirs. No, it's not. But they feel it is. And the problems come in when the people just, you know, one of the things that I've always looked at when it comes to taxes, you don't ever see that money. When you get a payroll check, taxes are already taken out of it. So you really never see that money. So you don't miss it. And the people don't think about it because they never see it. When you go to a store, you know, the government will tax you on everything you do practically. You buy gas, there's a tax on it. You buy food, there's a tax on it. You buy gum or something like that, there's usually a tax on it. You buy tires, there's a tax on it. You buy gasoline for your car, there's a tax on it. And then when you work, they tax your paycheck. So they're getting money all over the place. And what are we getting for all this money that they're taking away from us? What we're getting is a government says, well, that money's ours anyway, so you have no say in this. But yes, we do. And we should have a say in this. The idea that the government can do anything they damn well please and there is nothing we can do about it, I think is coming to a close. You can see the government and especially when you go into things like school board meetings, that's still government. It's local, but it's still government. Yeah, and Bringing a Boy says, and there is a tax on top of that tax. Yeah, they're taxing you every way they possibly can. Somewhere along the line, just doing this show and me having to pay the premium to make it so that I can do a two-hour show, there's a tax on that too. So I'm getting taxed to do my own show. They're doing, you know, the money that they are getting from us is amazing if you stop to think about it. And they're constantly saying, oh, we need to raise taxes because we're not getting enough money. No, what they need to do is start spending their money that they are getting smarter. They need to start doing what we have had to do by not getting the best of everything that we can. Start looking for bargains. Start looking for things that are not quite so expensive. Right now, I am having to buy me, and he is being taxed listening to my show, yeah, because you're having to pay for the electricity, you're having to pay for, and all of that's taxed. You're having to pay for your internet, you're having to pay for the thing that you're listening to this on, to my show on, and all of that was taxed. So, yeah, you're right. You're being taxed listening to the show. But the people have to start realizing this kind of stuff, because as long as they don't think about this, the government's going to continue to get away with it. And as long as the government gets away with doing what they're doing, it's going to continue. And the bad part about that is if it continues too much farther, shows like this one will disappear. Shows like, you know, well, Rush Limbaugh did disappear because he died, but Sean Hannity and Michael Savage and Mark Levin, eventually they will start getting pushed on to be pushed out. And I guess I saw a thing not too long ago about how Sean Hannity had lost some of his advertisers because they were being pushed on. Well, there is the first part of getting rid of the opposition, making the advertisers suffer for who they're advertising for. Thankfully, they can't do that on my show because I don't have any advertisers. The ones that I am advertising for right now, like Kerry Morris, who is running for Supreme Court here in New Mexico, I'm not being paid for that. It's something that I'm doing because he needs to win. He needs to be elected. And Bringing a Boy says anarchy is not a bad way to live. Yeah, well, being not free isn't either, I guess, if you look at things the way they are. I just got another weather emergency alert about the National Weather Service, and I guess we're having some pretty interesting weather out there tonight. But Bringing a Boy says, anarchy is a society being freely constituted without authorities for a governing body. It may also refer to a society or group of people that entirely, and that's where it ended. Okay. But the things that I am looking at here, there's another article that I found. And this one is, this one actually was a video. And I think it was bringing it, boy, that gave me this, this thing. It says ATF agents going door to door looking for your guns. This is on, let me see if I can, he gave me that, URL on that, and I'll go ahead and stick it in our, in the chat room too, because that way it'll stay there even after the show is over. And now that I've got it copied, I'll go ahead and put it in the comments section at the, you know, where you can make comments on the shows, and I'll put it there too so it can be accessed. We've got, there's a bunch of lightning out there right now, so I better get this show ended right now before I may, because we could lose our power, and if I lost our power, I'd be gone. That would be the end of it. But I'm going to go ahead and end the show now about 20 minutes, 19 minutes early. We will be back next week. Hopefully, our monsoon season is coming to a close, so hopefully next week everything will be cleared up and we won't have to worry about that anymore. But I am right now in the process of trying to buy a new camera because my old one isn't working. I haven't been able to do my updates that I've been doing, that I was doing there daily. I'm looking at a Canon T2i, EOS T2i right now. It's an older camera, but it does do Wi-Fi, which is essentially what I need. And they've got it for, I think, $209 or something like that, which is an excellent price. And it's been refurbished and everything. So I'm in the process of trying to get that right now. And if I can get it, I will be great show. Yeah, people need to be aware. And thank you. I'm in the process of trying to get that camera, and if I can get that camera, then my videos will actually turn out a lot better, and I should be able to just start doing a video feed of this show. And he says, bringing a boy says, my mic sounds great, and I got those bugs out. I think what was going on with that was that I was moving too close to it, and I was overpowering the mic. I'm staying back from it now, so that's actually helping a little bit, and not so it's not breaking up like it was. That I think that helped. I've been goofing around with that with my updates. Yeah, new camera, more bugs. Yeah, but the thing is, I'm not getting a brand new camera. I'm getting an old camera that's been refurbished. So that might actually be like getting a used car where the people get rid of it because of all the bugs they're getting tired of fixing. And then they get rid of the car and the next person has a great car because all the bugs are gone. But we will be back next week. And if I can get my camera working or get myself another camera during this next week, I'll do my updates and see what happens. And if I can get things working, maybe I can start doing a video feed of this show, because I was doing it for a while on StreamYard, where it was being done here on Blog Talk Radio, but it was also on StreamYard too, so I was having a video feed of it, which is really cool. And we're thinking about doing that. But we will be back next week, and next week we will have the full 2 hours, maybe even do a three-hour show. I've been thinking about that. I'm glad that Bringing It Boy was here tonight, and I will talk to all of you later, starting next week. Hopefully I'll have a show that is a little bit better put together than this one was. All of my news that I got, I actually got just a little while ago, just before the show, and I was printing it out like crazy so I could get it all out there. So I hadn't even read it yet, but it was coming from like Western Journal and Newsmax and One America News and things like that. So I knew it was going to be a decent stuff, but usually I print the stuff out a day or so beforehand so I can actually read it and see what the heck is going on. But I will work on that this next week and get the next show ready and actually have some sound bites probably, because every week we get more stuff that we can talk about. But I will talk to you guys later. God bless you. God bless America. God bless our troops. And I will talk to you later. Have a good night. God bless you all.